WTF Mobile.
HKX. Morning.
Good morning, Patrick. How you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
How about now? Do you got me now?
There you are. How you doing this morning?
Good. I'm headed into work. Hopefully, it will be a relatively easy day. So, not too bad.
If things go good for you today, I'm already out on the route in between stops right now.
I think I saw, it wasn't you, but I think I saw a truck with your brand name. Is it like Max Bulls or something? Max something?
For 7 or 8 of us Matco guys up here in the upstate, so it depends on where you're at. Our trucks are solid white with our name on the side. If you see the yellow and red, it's a different company.
White truck. I think it had yellow and red stripes or something on it. It was pretty big, pretty good size. It was on Route 25 near the toll road, Newville, Powdersville area.
One of our competitors, then.
To change their name so they don't get, everybody doesn't get confused.
Mac Tools and Matco Tools were brothers years ago, from what I understand, and they had a falling out and split up, and this is a result of that.
A little more sense then. Some good news that I want to share. I started studying, and this past weekend I passed my general test, and so I'm now officially awaiting a general.
Congratulations on that. I'm still studying for mine. Try to find a free minute to do that and remember it until the next time.
At KJ4, WHO Mobile.
Station.
WHO Mobile, congratulations, Todd, on passing general. This is Rick.
Rick, I don't know if you can hear me or not. I kind of went down into another dip.
I just listened to you guys talk, and just wanted to say on air, congratulations for passing your general.
It actually, once I got determined to do it, it went a lot faster than I thought it would. So I appreciate that.
Jump out, because I'm just about where I'm just about designated, so we'll say 73 is due, and you guys can carry on. KJ4WHO clear.
See you, Rick. One thing that worked for me, and I think might help you out, is I downloaded classes at the local, what is it, W4EUI or something like that, classes that he put online, and I just listened to those over and over again in a Dropbox file.
Yeah, I got my technician license also. I just haven't done that yet. I've been just, like I said, just got the truck back and trying to get everything going back again and had a full schedule. So now things are starting to settle down. I'll get back on it.
So how busy are you today?
Not too bad, but I'm adding a couple of stops here, so we'll see how that goes.
To have a Monday that's a little more laid back.
Not start the day out at, or the week out at a full run. You can kind of ease into it a little bit.
Cooler days last week, and it kind of got me excited for the fall, but I know we're probably going to have a solid week or two in the 90s, so here's the hoping it doesn't get too hot.
Enjoying these 50-degree starts to the day up at the house, so I'm enjoying that on the ride down.
Cleaning a lot of places around Clemson and running in and out of apartment complexes and up and down 2 or 3 flights of stairs, and it's been nice when it's been in the 80s instead of the 90s.
Today,
Clemson, cleaning some stuff for their outdoor lab. It's like a residential stayover campsite that they have summer camps and a bunch of other stuff at.
Did you imagine with everything going on in our world right now, people are worried more about cleaning things than they used to be.
Right, because we've had a pretty serious uptick this year in how much business we've had. Originally, I thought they would be a little more skeptical of having a stranger come into their house, but I'm telling you, everybody seems to want it cleaned, and nobody seems to care whether or not you wear a mask. So I don't really know what's going on.
It's kind of odd. I figured the ones wanting it cleaned and cleaned again and all that would be the heavy mask wearers.
I would think the same thing too, and I get more looks like, why are you even asking, than anything, which is actually kind of nice for me because it's a pain to run around the house and clean with a mask on. But yeah, so I don't know. I mean, who really knows what's causing it, but I'm kind of surprised too. I thought the clean freaks would be the ones that, you know, would want you to stay away and wear a mask and gloves and everything else.
Pulling into my next stop, so I'm going to say 733. You have a good day. Be safe out there and go clean some carpets and floors.
Have a good day, too. I'll give a holler when I'm done. Maybe I'll talk to you again. But you have a good day, and 73.